Can we at least do something?
Yes.
So call the meeting to order because we're going to get the good evening. We're going to call the meeting to order. There's been a request that we at least discuss the bylaw amendments, proposed bylaw amendments.
Let's first take the roll.
Point of information, I mean, Terry, so we take roll and we don't make quorum, meeting's over, right?
If you take roll and absences are recorded and not excused and the minutes are eventually approved, then those are unexcused absences.
If you get off of...
But if you have a meeting and don't have a quorum, then you have a meeting without a quorum.
At which you can still set the adjourned meeting.
Which has the right under the rules to call an adjourned meeting. Yeah.
Okay. We already did that once.
And at least one of the people who was not here specifically said they were not asking to be excused. They were just not showing up. So we don't have to certainly set somebody excused absence
no.
Does not wish to be excused.
So we don't want to.
Can you take the roll, Secretary?
Chuck Anderson, here. Andre Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta,
here.
Fred Blair requested an excused absence.
Here. Oh, Fred Blair.
Lydia Berson,
here.
Steve Brooks, Chris Condon, and John Crumshaw requested an excused absence. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall. Kim Kaufman and Nancy Kazar requested excused absence.
Hold it. If so, I'd like to see Kim Kaufman's request for excused absence because I'm in possession of an email which she specifically says she's not going to
call. Can we address that during absence request approval? She requested a conditional excused absence. Fred Plunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick requested an excused absence. Michael Milvick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride requested an excused absence. Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriesterspach.
Here.
John Winger requested an excused absence. Lamont Hickey.
Point of order.
11 present, Madam Chair.
Excuse me. Point of order. My understanding is that Summer Reese is no longer a member.
And Richard Vega has accepted the alternate.
Well, he's not seated yet.
So it would be a vacancy.
So 12 people got to the quorum.
That's right.
Because we did it.
Exactly right.
More than half. Not half.
So it's the person down part to get there into the quorum.
Twelve
is the quorum of 23.
12 quorum of 23?
Yes.
So 12 would be more than half.
Okay. I thought that was 24.
Well, but there's a vacant seat.
Yeah.
Richard Vega.
Well,
I have a question. A point of procedure.
He doesn't need to be seated.
Yeah, that's why. I have a point of procedure, Terry. So, does it mean because there's a vacancy, Richard Vega's not here to be seated, therefore he's not officially on the LSB? Is that correct?
I wouldn't say that because it's arguable whether or not any seating is required because the bylaws say that when there is a delegate vacancy, the next available delegate takes the delegate seat, and the bylaws say that all delegates have seats on the LSB.
Does that next delegate, the alternate, have to accept?
It's assumed, it's not stated.
Oh. Isn't that contrary to basic principle of the autonomy of the human individual? Or
no, there's not a
Gatun or something? You know,
I've gone through this
say,
before.
Yeah, I think it's got to be available.
But it does, you have to be seated. For example, when the directors are elected to the PMV, they are not permitted to vote until they are seated as officially at the meeting for their seating. So if they're not present at that meeting, they get seated at the next meeting. So for example, even though the bylaws speak to a seating of January 31st, if that annual meeting doesn't happen until February 28th, that's when they've been seated, contrary to my belief. But nevertheless, so the point is that the seating and all kinds of Robert's rules were invoked for that, and so the seating is an issue.
Which is what happened with PMV directors this year, when they were supposed to be seated at the end of January and didn't get seated till the end of February.
So that's the precedent that the national board has set.
Yes.
Well, there's also the, on all boards and conventions, there's the opportunity for a prudential challenge when a member is first presented.
But the question is, how is he presented? If they're not here, the argument is, on one side, it's going to be banking. So, there's a letter of
Summer Reed's accepting the position of executive director.
Is she resigning?
At the Houston meeting. Does it matter the bylaws resign or automatically suspended? You can't sit on the LSC. Can't be a delegate. This was the last minute on the public stream. You can find it online.
Oh, damn.
Monday, public stream, the last minute and a half or whatever is when she said that. So, she should not have been on the board since she was appointed ED. Quite frankly, that was the opinion of our former counsel. And but anyway, he gave that opinion after we were the director, so then it seemed kind of moot for a while.
I propose that we address two agenda items because I want to be considerate of our GM time. I'd like to listen to the GM report and to see if we have any questions. And I also propose that we discuss the bylaws. If and when we decide to reach quorum, then we can go ahead and move forward with the regular scheduled agenda.
Point of order. I think before we do that, we have to address the question of the request for excuse to happen.
Oh.
No, weren't we discussing quorum?
Yeah, that's part of the, that's not unrelated. But at any rate,
discussing,
as a matter of business, we have to, And so, John, if you would again read one by one the request of excused absences, and we can vote on it.
Those are important,
Yeah, so we can't vote.
But still votes, right?
No.
That's an interesting question. Can you vote to excuse an absence if you don't have a quorum? I would say yes.
I think so.
Because the bylaws require the vote at the meeting quick.
That's right. So, other people have had great fun playing with Robert Jewell. We thought we had fun today.
Well, she doesn't have to roll unless there's an objection.
Is that an objection to taking a vote?
On the request for excuse.
Is that an objection?
Are we going to vote on them individually or as
a group? That was my motion. One by one, you recite to us the people who requested, as you understand, an excused absence, and the board vote on whether or not to accept their request for an excused absence, which is what we do at every board meeting anyway.
Okay, so would you like me to announce the names and then you have the election? I also have the text of some of the requests available in case you want to refer to them. Ankeny Antrim. Do you want to hold
the I move to approve her absence.
Second.
Any objections?
Fred Blair.
I move to accept.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Steve Brooks.
I move to accept.
Second.
Are there any objections?
He changed his opinion. First he said he wouldn't come because of the traffic, and then suddenly he had dental surgery today.
That's Steve Fry.
I don't think provisional requests for two deafnesses are actual requests for two deafnesses. I'm objecting to Steve Brooks. He said he was going somewhere else. But you didn't think this was a meeting, but if it is a meeting, you can request.
Then I will withdraw my motion to accept. You're quite right. Information comment. If there is a gradation of offensive behavior here, I don't know where I wasn't paying attention when you spoke earlier. I think we may wish to think about a few individuals as opposed to an entire group.
That's what I'm proposing. The fact that I only have an objection.
I'm keeping a separate record of each one.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And if you have a vote, that'll be recorded.
Yeah, an objection doesn't decide the matter.
Very well, still have to vote.
No, an objection requires a vote.
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct.
Those in favor of excusing Steve Brooks' absence, please raise your hand. If you're in favor of excusing it.
Could I ask that Steve Brooks is being excused to be read again?
It's long. It's a full paragraph. I feel this meeting has not been properly noticed and therefore should be rescheduled or canceled. I do not wish to participate in a process that will cause even more needless controversy. If the meeting proceeds anyway, although I do not recognize this meeting as legitimate, please take this as a request for an excuse absence.
Question? Am I correct? There's nothing in that transmission that suggests any reason for the excused absence other than his disagreement about the proper notice of the meeting? I mean, he doesn't say he's stuck in traffic, he's sick.
Oh, which meeting? No.
Or which meeting for that matter?
Yeah, let's
hear
the delegate.
No, he gives his reason. In light of the fact that we have not followed our own stated policy of providing 7-day notice to the public, I will not be attending tonight's LSD meeting.
So he's referring to the delegate's meeting that it doesn't
appear to
the LSB meeting, which was proper.
But that's the affirmative statement within it.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
I understand that. Okay, but we've never in the past recognized the request for excused absence based on the fact that somebody doesn't like the fact that a meeting is being held. It's always been because somebody is, for some valid reason, unable to make the meeting. While I respect his difference of opinion on whether this is properly called meeting or not, and I truly do, that's not the basis for his absence. He could come here, as the rest of us have, and state his belief that it's an improperly called meeting. So I object.
If you are in favor of excusing this absence request, please raise your hand. I'm sorry, say that. If you are in favor of excusing it,
Steve Brooks.
If you're not in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. Abstention? No. Yes.
No.
8 no's. Thank you. 8 no's. Sorry.
And 2 abstentions?
Thank you.
Am I correct, Chris Condon? I don't know if I have the text. I do have Chris Collins. It is really long.
There's a thing there that says,
if my presence is required to make quorum, call me.
Stuart Collins.
Who's that? Chris Gunn.
Wait, it's not a recused absent question. Maybe, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe
Chris
Collins.
What? But did he request an
excuse absence?
No.
Either he said, I request an excuse absence.
No,
the word's
not
effective. Let me make sure. Let me
explain. Yeah, I understand, John. I'm not questioning. I'm just saying.
Hi, Don. Oh, okay. Don's at the
door. Oh, no. He has a question.
All right.
The whole thing gives me a tummy ache and
John
a toothache to boot.
So
I'm requesting an excuse absence.
He is requesting an excuse absence.
Thank you, folks.
Tummy
ache and toothache.
He's not saying he has a tummy ache and toothache. He's being rhetorical and saying that the idea of coming to this meeting is him, quote unquote, a tummy ache and a toothache. If every time that the idea of coming to this meeting stirred up,
he said, call me if you need a call.
And if we haven't, then I think you should be excused.
So what are you saying, Michael?
Well, he said he's willing to come.
Hi, John.
Thank you.
Should we call him?
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's move on.
We don't need to call him out of prison.
It's more convincing if you call him after you decide not to excuse.
Can we move on? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this is taking
on.
Way too long.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear the report than do something tonight.
We'll take a vote for Chris. Those in favor, oh, we're done listening.
Call it.
Can we give you the number?
Can we table his request absence until somebody calls him and move on to the other folks who requested absences?
John from
I'll call him, okay?
Don't miss our upcoming vote, though. John Crumb.
No, he doesn't.
He's just going
out and
I'll call him.
All right, go ahead.
John Crumb Show is the next.
Any requested or excuse absence?
Did he?
I don't know. I
thought he.
Nobody requested anything to me, but I don't.
I thought he actually requested it.
Okay.
But I'm not sure I'm remembering
correctly.
I don't have to tell.
Let's move to the next person.
I think his was almost. Kim Kaufman forwarded his because he was having trouble emailing.
Yeah.
So you'd have to look at the Kaufman message.
Okay, here you go. He didn't request an excused absence. All he said was, I await confirmation of a properly noticed meeting to take place in December 2013. At that time, I will be giving an updated report to the LSB concerning relevant personnel issues.
What time was that message?
That was today at 9:05. So that is not in a request of an excused absence.
Well, therefore, it's not
okay. Let's move on.
So let's move on to
the next step. He doesn't request it.
That's fine. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Next.
I want to know.
Kim Kaufman.
Take a vote.
Well, maybe there's some information I'm not aware of. The only email I've received from Kim that speaks to this question is one in which I'm not requesting an excused absence. I simply if there's something further to that I'm unaware of, I would be happy to listen to it.
Okay, if I'm in error, let me talk to him. I think that's on the chair on the board, whether because I. There were so many today, I kind of assumed, someone has the correct answer, let me know.
That's the email that I have.
I assumed there was a, I thought she somewhere said I'm not going. No, I know she said I had previous obligation. It went from being Tom Hartman to previous obligation. I'm in the middle of a very busy time at work, but I will not be able to attend tonight's meeting.
So although she didn't request it, she said she's new to this, and perhaps this doesn't realize it, so I'd be happy to move her acceptance of her, treat that as a request for an excused absence, and inform her that in the future one has to actually ask for an excused absence, yeah. Not simply give a basis for one and leave it to us to decide if she's asking for it or not. But I move that we accept her, I move that we interpret her email as a request for excused absence, and then we accept it.
Second. Are there any objections to accepting?
Thank you. Dutch Merrick requested express, and I explicitly remember him saying, I'm working, you can find it. Because I can't find it, I know that's a
good I saw that. I move that we accept Dutch Merrick's request.
Second. Any objections?
Steve Pride. I remember his.
Dentist. Yeah.
His first request was because of traffic. And then later on in the day, he mentioned dental surgery. So the original request was unacceptable.
Okay, well, if you are in favor of...
I can read. I found his last one. I don't have it, you know. That's right.
If you are in favor of excusing C5's excuse absence request, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Objection? Oh, no. Accepting? Attention?
Point of information. I've reviewed all the emails sent by Kim Kaufman, and she did not request an excuse absence.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hey, Chad. One of one as well. I reviewed Fred's email, and he is not requesting an excuse absence. He's just stating that he will not be attending tomorrow's meeting.
That's right.
I have no reason to attend the meeting. That's wrong. I mean, he's not requesting an excuse absence. Nowhere does it say that he's requesting an excuse absence.
Well, then we don't have to vote on it. We just mark an absence.
But we already
voted on Fred Blair.
Oh, we did. Okay.
So I'd like to. I don't know.
Well, can we finish the list first?
Sure.
Yes. First time, please.
Okay.
Thank you. The next is John Wanger, whose request I can read.
It's an invalid meeting, doesn't it?
Yeah, he said
it's an invalid meeting.
Were there a properly scheduled and notice KPF LSB slash delegate meeting, I would submit a request for an excused absence, and then I have a conflicting interest and obligation. Should it be determined otherwise, please consider the above mentioned request so submitted.
John Wanger said.
I'll
read it.
I have it. Please excuse my absence for the that's the fiduciary one, right? Please excuse my absence for the reason of my fiduciary responsibility to KPFK. That is, I do not want to endanger our TPB funding for the station.
What a joke.
Thank you, Brenda. Have a drink. Yeah.
That's
John Wanger. That was John Wanger.
And did he request?
Crumshaw never requested an excuse after.
No, he did.
No, who?
Crumshaw.
I thought he did.
Yeah, he did.
No, Crumshaw did. We'll come back to that. No, I just read Wanger.
No.
And he asked, please excuse my absence. This is Wanger's work.
I'd vote to accept.
You vote to accept it.
I move to accept.
Move to accept.
Are there any? Is there a second?
Yes.
I second. You don't need to second. You just take the objection.
Yeah, but sorry, not yet. It's not. Oh, it's like,
no objection.
No objection. Okay.
And we skipped some, and in fact, we skipped a couple. Chris Conlon was going to get a phone call.
I gave him a phone call about the message.
Okay. Kim Kaufman was left blank, and then Brenda did research on it, and would that be, so would it be appropriate?
There was no, in her flurry of emails, did not state anything requesting an excuse after, so she did not request a
phone. I thought I heard the phrase prior obligation somewhere in one of them.
No.
What I do know is that in one of them, specifically said I'm not requesting an
excuse that I will not be.
Okay, after the request for that, in the statement to the contrary, I move that we not, she simply asked me, so there's no request for an excuse that we don't have to vote on.
She's just asking the
question. So roll call.
Okay.
And it's been proposed.
Well, we have some, no wait, we have, didn't we have, so,
Chris Blair. Yeah. I'd like to say that the vote on Fred Blair was mistaken because he did not request an excuse action. So I'd like to.
Prevailing
side
can move
to
reconsider.
I'd
like to
reconsider. I hope you have to say, I move to reconsider the vote.
I need to reconsider the vote.
Is there an objection?
Please
raise your hand if you would like to excuse Fred Blair's absence.
Can you repeat that, please?
Please raise your hand if you'd like to excuse Fred Blair's absence. Please raise your hand if you would not like to excuse Fred Blair's absence. Two, six, seven, nine, no, ten notes. Abstention? One.
Is your hand up?
Oh, my hand was, I'm sorry, my hand was up for the...
I attend a report out this morning around the board members. The fall fund drive looks like it was a success for us. $1.1 million was received in that drive. However, I do make a caveat to that. Some of the premiums were more expensive than the formula we would like to adopt in terms of cost ratios. So it's a great result, but it's not as good as it looks. Tom Hartman is doing his talk in Santa Monica right now, and we had planned to bring Gary Null on board for a daytime, once a week program, but he has declined to come on board with that. He said he will pass unless we give him 5 days a week. And I said that there was no way I would do that right now. I can't just displace immediately 5 programmers. And he told me we'd quit my radio station. So I will work on that.
Where to put it?
Yes, exactly.
Did they just in Australia?
I don't know. I've not been living there. So after that drive, we're back in the regular programming with the exception of the past 2 days. Yesterday and today, archives fundraising. I can't give you a figure for what they've raised so far, but some of the programming has been outstanding in my view. Some great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing stuff. And this afternoon, or early late this morning, they were sitting on about $100,000 towards a target of $200,000. So it doesn't look like they'll make the target, but they have had some big pledges made today, particularly. So a few new series, finishing their runs, their 5-week run, and some of our programs that were in hiatus coming back on, like the car show. Some changes too to Friday with Access Justice still on hiatus, and some other programs sharing that 7 o'clock Friday evening slot, notably Soul Rebel Radio, Politics and Pedagogy, From the Vault, and the David Feldman Show.
Friday there will be a special day of programming, some of it coming from a group from Berkeley called Project Texas, which will mark the 50th anniversary of the slaying of John F. Kennedy. And there will also be some stuff in our regular drive time programs to commemorate that and to look at some of the theories around who was responsible, I dare say. The air conditioning is not performing well. I seem to report that at every meeting, I'm sorry. And we also had a water heater blow out one of its pipes over the weekend before last. So, you know, things are continually in a state of repair in a lot of places. We did a very brief survey to see what people thought of the dispatch newsletter that goes out every week, and the overall satisfaction was good, 3.5 out of a possible 5. And we will probably change when that dispatch is dispatched, because most of the people who responded said they would prefer it on a Monday rather than a Friday and earlier in the day. Social media, we've increased very slightly our Facebook likes. We're running an on-air promotion campaign to try and generate more Facebook likes at the moment. And also we're working with the car donation people that we use to push up our car donation intake by using social media. They're doing this for us for free. Obviously there's a payoff to them in the long run, but there will also be a payoff to us, and they're extremely adept at running social media campaigns. They see the numbers for the ones they've done already significantly rise when they do that. Engineering studios are generally in good condition. The Malibu booster site, we're waiting for FCC approval for an audio microwave link to get our signal to the Oak Mountain broadcast antenna, and we have had an objection to that from another radio station who says that our microwave link will interfere with their transmission. So we're working through that with the FCC. San Diego's working okay, Santa Barbara is working okay, and Mount Wilson, the transmitters there, the Nortels, are running reliably and at full power. And at the moment, we have just over $158,000 in our operating and savings account, total payable standing at $35,000, and we're up to date with central services, but we still have not seen our second installment of CPB funding for the 2013 fiscal year. We're still jumping through hoops with the CPB to try and get that. So it may well be that second installment of fiscal 2013 ends up at roughly the same time as the first installment for fiscal 2014. We're just waiting now. All of the paperwork we have to supply is now with the CPB, and they are reviewing it. And that's the report for the month.
Brenda, does it have it?
No. I
suppose
we can do the
rotary.
Okay.
With respect to the CPB, can you give us any insight into why we don't have that money as we would normally have had it?
It comes as a result of an audit that the CPB did of 2010 compliance, and they found that some of our compliance was not good, so they're making they're checking all of the quarters for the current fiscal year, particularly third and fourth quarter, to make sure that we've noticed meetings, to make sure that we have run CPB mandated promos that say that we will announce all of our meetings, committees, PNB and LSB, and that people can actually request that we notify them personally of when there will be a public meeting. So that's the crux of it at this stage. KPFK is actually doing better than pretty much the other stations.
That's what I was going to ask. This is a national problem, and within that, we're caught up in it, but we're actually doing better.
Yeah, I mean, I will add to it that I think that we are, whether or not we notice our meetings to CPB satisfaction, we are in definite danger of losing CPB money because of some of the benchmarks that we have to meet on an annual basis to qualify for it. For example, there are two things. You don't have to get them both, but you have to get one or the other. One of them is a listener ratio of population of our coverage area. The other is an income ratio compared to that coverage area. Now, we're a coverage area of 12 million people, and we're not going to... A radio station like KPFK is not going to have a huge listenership in a market of that size. So we're on what I would call in New Zealand, we're on a hiding for nothing here. So I think that we're actually in year 3 of a 5-year phase-out period, during which time we have to get those levels up. When I first came here, the second letter came to us that said about that, and it said that we needed to reach a 1.6 for money and a 16 for audience. And at audience at that stage, we were on about a 14. And as that year progressed with some of the program changes we made, we actually went up to 17. So we met it. So we should be okay, except the following year when that same letter came to warn us that we were still on this track, it had doubled those targets.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I called the CPB and said, why are they suddenly doubled? And she said, the guy who wrote the letter last year doesn't work for us anymore, and he was wrong.
Mm-hmm. What about the income level?
We're quite a bit below that. And it's because of the size of the population of our taxpayers. There's nothing we can do about it.
No. With respect to the premium, you mentioned that you pay a lot for some premium. My understanding is, speaking of Gary Null, that his premiums fall to the category where we give him 50%, I think?
No, it's not that high. It's between 17 and 25.
Oh, okay. No, is that higher than...
Yeah, well, we like to work on a ratio of 10%. And most of the stuff that Somali and Margaret and Ian push, for argument's sake, some of it's free, and most of it's around that 10% level.
As opposed to
the 70-25. There was one particular premium that was offered this time around by Christine Blossdale that is close to 50%.
It's close to 50%.
Yeah. And we made, in fact, we sent a check for that yesterday, and from memory it was something like $18,000 or $25,000 or something like that. It was huge. Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, I have four comments. First one is, what's the estimated cost for these high cost premiums? Did you just answer that? Or did I?
Well, it's
of the 1 million, like what, of the 1.1 million,
yeah.
What would be the estimate, the rough estimate that you would feel that that's going into these costs?
It's probably on average around 150,000.
Okay. So my second question is, there was no mention, I thought I had seen an email regarding Zuberi bringing somebody in about social media training at KPFK.
That's the person from the car donation place. He's coming in to do that training to show, because they've had some major success using social media.
Okay. Then my next two are just comments. So for the local news, I was listening to the news, I forgot what day, I was driving home, probably 2 weeks ago. I heard a repeat of the same story during the same time frame of the local news.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a story about about the environment, and Kevin DeLeon was interviewed, or they got a snippet of it.
Okay.
That was played twice, so just an FYI.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And then the second thing was that I still experience static with the Spanish language station when I'm driving down the 101.
Whereabouts? Around Hollywood Highland?
Somewhere nearby there, and then also I think as far as Vine.
Okay.
So I just wanted to I've been meaning to call, I just forget.
Okay.
But for the most part, I used to just only hear static, but now I'm getting the interference with the Spanish language.
Yeah. They may be overpowering again.
Okay.
Because they're not subject to FCC rules, so they play it a little bit faster and loose.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So that was it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. I have just three things to bring up and call it at the cold. But my first thing is, you were mentioning something about a most read post.
Yeah, most read post, yeah.
Most read post, and apparently it would be indigenous Mexican American, Latino groups are holding protests. I told it was most reached post. Can you tell me what the status of that is, and then I'll ask you about labor.
I'll have to find it out. I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not? Okay. All right, well, thank you for that. So the second one is in regards to the labor. Remember, I contacted you yesterday, and we were really in heated negotiations, and there was mainstream media there, and there was nobody from and the media, our media person, said that he had contacted somebody from K. And usually, you know, Fernando, when I call him, he usually will come out at least to the Spanish piece. But there was nobody there, and you know, there was worthy reporting because the supervisor, the board of supervisors, locked us out, and we were close to a tentative agreement. Anyway, so I'm not imposing my agenda on you or anything, but I thought, you know, that news was supposed to be reported.
I thought we had someone there. In fact, I saw it on the assignment sheet.
Really?
Early in the day, yeah. I don't know if you recognize all of our news people at the moment. We've got about five or six volunteers right now.
We didn't see anybody. There was nobody with a stray.
Nobody was there. I saw it on the assignment sheet. I thought we had someone there.
And then I want to go back to the CPB funding. In regard to the 2012 funding, have we received that?
Yep.
Okay. And how much was that?
Well, it comes to the whole total, the two installments combined, come to about $200,000.
That's a good piece.
It's not insignificant. Yeah. I mean, it's a small part of our budget, but in terms of what we raise on air. But yes,
I also like to thank you for bringing up, you know, breaking down why we are in jeopardy of losing CPB funding. It's not because we're holding this meeting. Is because of other factors.
Well, I thought it was important to actually mention that after today's exchange.
Right. Yes, I appreciate that.
Next in line, Michael.
Yeah, I wanted to note that there have been substantial improvements in the station's website. I was wondering if you could address that a little further. Are there additional plans for further improvements?
That's something that Ali Lexa had largely done. Himself, but we are using a slightly different sort of software, and I think that it has made quite a marked difference, and the process is not over yet, so
I would like to see more interactivity on it as well, and options for listeners to post comments and stuff like that.
Well, there is a comment button there, but it doesn't work. Not Maria.
Yeah.
So we're working on that.
Going back to the funding, I'm wondering also about the question of, we tried to look into this last year, the deferred payment plan, if you have a sense of what, how much of these pledges that were received are going on, like monthly donations for the year as opposed to coming right in, particularly related to the ones that are high cost.
Yeah, the high cost ones are a problem in that respect because most of those are going onto an installment plan. What we've tried to do is to encourage people by making a special add-on. If you pay this all with your credit card in one hit, thank you. Then we'll give you a little something extra, like a number plate frame or something like that. Whatever we can find that's not going to cost us a lot of money, but will enable us to encourage people to do it. But those big ticket things, with the $250 pledges, a lot of those are going on installments. So, it does create an ebb and flow for us, and it does give us cash flow issues.
And then I guess the third thing I wanted to ask about was in the proposed budget that you put forward, you had two positional cuts, and I know one has happened. I'm wondering, without speaking about personnel issues, if you anticipate any further cuts, related to which is the question of trying to... end the year and down.
I'm still working through the issues, but it is a possibility that there will be more in that respect, and that's all I can really say right now.
Okay.
Yeah, two things. One is the nature of the fund drive. I think there's so much talking about two people raising all the money, basically, for most of the money.
About half.
Right? Talk to Alan, too, about that. The thing is that I don't think there's enough efforts, to provide with enough training, to programmers on how to do, fund drive. Two basic things, is the proper way to ask and the premium that you have. That's it. So because this is a non-commercial radio station, most of us don't know how to sell things. And those who know think they are saving the radio station. It's not their responsibility, it's your responsibility too, because you are the general manager as well as the PD. We've been asking, always, to provide proper training to to programmers how to do things. So a lot of people listen to a lot of the programs, but when you listen how they raise money, you don't want to get anything. Right? But sometimes, you know, it's like, okay, if you want to give something, you know, okay, call us, you know. So if you have something that is left, you know, give us, you know. So that's like crazy way to do things, right? So I don't think, you know, you as general manager or PD are doing enough, you know, to provide, you know, enough training, and then we are depending to just two people, three people to raise the money.
So it's a very big question, and we were just talking today about putting together a training program to get all of the programmers better equipped to do that sort of stuff. But the bigger part of that question for me is that we're becoming too premium heavy. You know, I would like to see us go back in a different direction. Today was a very good case in point, because today what the archives were more or less selling was the archives. And we had some, one of the major premiums we had in the last drive was the memory stick with 100 talks on it. That actually went well too. So I think what we need to try and do is steer back in that direction. And the issue with that is that we've cultivated something of an audience that's looking for something, looking to live longer or looking to make more money or whatever. And we need to try to focus back on the audience that will pay for us to exist because they want us to exist.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, exactly the other thing, you know, it's, you know, so that's what I say, you know, premium. It's really important. You know, what kind of premium do you have?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
We have to move on because we have two more meetings tonight. And we have to meet at 9.
I believe at 9.
We're going to have to leave at 9. We have to convene an executive session. And John has to leave at 9:15. We have to have an election because.
Okay, well, I want to make, I'm going to stop, you know, I want to stop. I mean, basically, you know, like, you know, last time, you know, we didn't come to talk. Yeah. Another thing is that the last local station board, we approved, right, some motions. So I want to see what is the status of that motion right now, you know, what is it? Like, you were notified with those motions, you know, did someone send it to you? You know, what have you done right now?
I'm not
like,
sure which one you mean.
Okay, that's I mean, executive session. We're going into executive session. Talk about that.
What, the motions that we approved?
Yes, that was executive session.
That's what we're kind of going to executive session now.
Okay. So, I no, I move to adjourn.
And then, well, so we have to do the executive session because for the we have to give them the statement.
We have two more meetings and two people have to leave.
I understand that. I.
No, I don't think people do.
I heard
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, we're gonna adjourn this meeting. We're gonna have an executive session meeting.
I do have an objection. And my objection is if we go to executive session, we have not scheduled the next meeting of this body.
Oh, you're correct.
Hey, I mean, that's
you're
why
correct.
I came tonight.
That's right, okay.
And you have to do that.
Okay.
And I have a motion made in that regard.
So, if the motion is adjourned, be to a date certain, right? That will solve that problem.
That would.
Wait. Jim has a motion, and then I have another one for the other room. And I'm seconding Jim's motion.
Wait, come up with what is your motion? The motion is to adjourn and have our next, therefore, adjourn LSD meeting on December the, what was the date you talked about?
Second.
The 2nd. December the 2nd.
Oh, no.
No, you're not adjourning.
No, it's the wrong body.
December 3rd.
No. This is the wrong meeting.
This is the
LSD meeting.
You
want
the delegates assembly.
No, I understand that. I understand
no,
that.
No, you can't move it right now.
Yes, we can.
No, you can't.
Well, yes, we can.
No, you can't.
Are you can keep holding it. You can set the next meeting of the LSB.
This meeting, the LSB will not be meeting on December 2nd. It will be the assembly of delegates.
Well, then we should set it for December 5th, whatever you want to set it.
You can't move it. This is a different body.
No, it's not. This is the LSB.
But that's for the
assembly of delegates.
Then let me ask you this question. When will the next LSB meeting be?
You can propose that, and
it's December something. It's a Saturday.
It's December 21st.
Okay.
Right before Christmas.
No problem.
But that's not your motion.
No, no. That's okay. Okay. I want to make sure we have the
So do you withdraw your motion?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Right. Okay, so then I move that we have our LSB meeting and a delegates assembly for the purposes of considering passage of the bylaws on December 21st. That's two separate meetings, LSB and a delegates assembly meeting on December 21st from 1 to 5.
Second.
Both of us should be immediately noticed.
Okay.
Necessary means on the website.
That's it. So, is there a second there?
Okay, who seconded?
Yeah, my second.
I did.
So, thank you. Is there any
You know which is first?
Hmm?
You know which meeting is
first? Governance will decide.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you could make a preference now. Yeah.
Is there any objection?
The LSB meeting is what time?
Oh, 21st.
December 21st.
1 o'clock.
And electing new board officers, right?
Yep. For the LSB meeting.
That you dictated the agenda of a meeting.
No, that actually, because it's in the bylaws, it doesn't have to be in the notice. The notice will include mention that the delegates will vote on proposed bylaws, and the notice will mention that the LSB will choose its new officers. Without specifying that it's a special meeting where only those things can happen.
Right. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. I move to adjourn this meeting of the LSB. I actually object. I'd like to see if anybody wants to do public comment. It did come. Can we do it after? I mean,
are we going to reconvene?
Executive session will take 2 minutes. You have to pass while people leave, and the election, they can witness in the delegate session, and then we can reconvene all the and do the thing. We don't have to start.
Good point.
Okay.
8:46.
Okay. Any objections?
Nope.
Okay. So we'll go into executive session for about 5 minutes.
And then we'll come back.
Thank you. Okay. So John, can you?